Thank you. Good evening. I might say good morning a few times, so forgive me. Thank you. Thanks again. You know, I just have to brag on your church a minute. You guys are so welcoming and loving. It was just a pleasure to speak here this morning and to meet a lot of you. And you don't see that all the time. You can tell a church spiritually, you know, if they're healthy by the love they have, by the unity they have. And I'm just going to share with you a struggle I've been having the last few hours. I told my wife about it. She's here again tonight, my daughter Aubrey. So let's give them a hand. Thank you for coming. Long day. 15-hour day on Sunday. We're not used to that too much. And then I think my mom snuck in somewhere back there, and my sister, so they're here this evening as well. We only have an hour and a half drive. But my challenge was, I know there's people here that weren't here this morning, and I just encourage you to listen to the second service if you can, because I felt the desire to preach that message again, but also knowing that a lot of people were coming and bringing friends and wanting to hear a little bit about my story. So I want to share that as well. So I'm hoping if I can try to tie in both of them, but I would encourage you, listen to the message they're going to post from this Sunday morning. And when I share my testimony, I want to be careful because it's not really about me, or when you share your testimony about you, it's really about what God has done in your life. Isn't that true? It's about how He's working, His glory. He gets the credit, everything He's done. It's amazing. And I'm just going to pull up a quick verse for you. I think we have it up on the screen, Revelation 12:10. If not, I'll read it. It's a familiar verse, especially the last half. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. This is how you defeat the enemy. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." A couple things we can pull from here. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. That's the only way we can truly overcome in this time that we live in, is by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, and confessing Him as Savior and Lord. But the point I want to concentrate on is by the word of our testimony. The reason testimony is so important is it bears witness to what God has done. And I've noticed that your life is a better testimony than your mouth, right? I can say a lot of things with the mouth, but it's the life. There's a poem I often read on Father's Day. It goes something like this: "Dad, the lessons you deliver may be very wise and very true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding, Dad, how you act and how you live." And our testimony speaks volumes about our character and about what God has done. And I believe this is what sets Christianity apart from all other religions. I actually don't think Christianity is a religion. I know it's labeled that way. Religion really is man trying to reach up to God. Relationship, Christianity, is God reaching down to man. And that's what separates it. There's a radical experience that the Bible talks about being born again. Now, I think being born is a radical experience, correct? Being born again is the same thing spiritually that happens when we're made alive in Christ, and we the God we used to curse, now we love. The Bible we used to disdain, now we can't get enough of. The worship music, we just turn that off. Now we want to worship God because there's a rebirth. The Spirit has been born again, and we give testimony to that. So what I'm going to try to do is get 48 years down in 35 minutes. You ready? Now here's why I'm doing this. This is often why I do this, is I want to give you hope and encouragement. One of the last people that should be up here right now is me. I remember 20 years ago, was it the Rock and Rodeo somebody told me about, you know, and closing down those places and driving on the 58 at 4 in the morning with the sun coming up, not even knowing how I got home. Let God's going to say, "I'm going to call you to preach there." And I was so far down that I didn't know how I was going to get back up. And you need to be encouraged, because sometimes we allow the Word of God to beat us up, and that's okay. We need a right hook from the Word of God now and then. But we also need the encouragement to be built up and say, you are more than conquerors in Christ. You can get back up. You can fight this. You can win with Christ on your side. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we often think, well, if I'm free, why do I feel bound? If I'm dead to sin, why is it still alive in me? Even Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of sin and death?" And so there's a struggle in Christianity, and we have to build people up and encourage them and get back up and fight this fight. So let me just briefly share a little bit about my life, and I can tie in, I hope, some of the points, which I mentioned. My mom is here, and what happened when she got married is Oklahoma married Southern California. She came from the beaches of Southern California, and my dad came from the farms of Oklahoma. And that's a very interesting combination, in case you were wondering. You have the Southern California look, right, and the ethics of Southern California, and then you have the working man on the farm in Oklahoma. So that came together in our household. And I'm wanting to obviously go quickly here, but there's so much in here. I'm going to try to pull out the main points. One of the main points that I remember is I grew up in a partially Christian home. My mom was a believer, my dad wasn't, and we were actually initially raised Catholic. Anybody else in here? Yeah, a lot of people, right? Roman Catholicism, an altar boy and different things. And when we had this, my mom had this born again experience and began to follow Christ. So the home was divided, and it was an angry home. Anyone from an angry home, they know that that's hard. Oh, there's a lot more than, but it's hard. Isn't it hard? Because you feel like you're walking on eggshells. And you feel the anger about ready to explode like a volcano. A home should be a safe haven, a sanctuary for our children, not a raging volcano, not rage. And it should be where kids grow and are nourished and nurtured. And I love my dad. And I it's hard for me to talk about these things sometimes, but he was hard. It was a hard home. And I don't recall him ever saying, "I love you," and growing up in that. My mom assures me that he did, so I feel good with knowing that. But because of this, being overweight as a child and growing up as I got older and a little heavier and being made fun of, and it's still to this day, I have a junior high yearbook, and I'm being rolled around in a red wagon. I'll tell you why this is challenging in a minute. A wagon. And I broke my leg, and they put an apple in my mouth, and the title in the yearbook said "Stuffed Pig." And that really, you know, it hurt, and it still hurts a little maybe. But so I said, okay, I'm going to get these guys back. I'm going to get big. And I got into bodybuilding and steroid use and bench pressing 400 pounds and winning fights and, you know, that whole lifestyle of I'll show you. But the pain of that, and the pain I think